Questioning Paul Chapter 11 Part 4.
If there were ever a place where an article was deadly, it is here. 2. Of the, before the placeholder, precludes the symbol from representing Yahweh's name in this sentence. And that means that Paul purposefully left him out of this salutation. More devastating still, since the Lord is Satan's title, derived from the Hebrew Baal, Lord, and since Shaul wrote Iman, R, before he personally scribed Isu Christu, with his own hand, we must assume that he was speaking of he and his Lord's personal creation of the mythical Jesus Christ, a caricature which bore no resemblance to Yahweh saving us, and thus to the Torah or Yahusha. Paul as Jesus Christ was neither God, Savior, nor the Word made flesh. Also, Shaul wrote the charities of the Lord. And that is actually a valid association, properly identifying the Greek goddesses with Dionysus, the Greek god upon which his religion was conceived. So Paul has come full circle from his conversion to his corruption. Continuing to clean up Paul's mess, it should be noted that he forgot to include a verb in his parting statement. Further, while mankind has a nephesh, soul, humankind does not have a pneumatos, spirit. Yahweh's Ruach Kodesh, or set-apart spirit, is from God. She is not with the spirit of you. And since Shaul has just asked believers to be spiritual, it has become obvious that the spirit of Christianity is adverse to God. And lastly, when transliterated and capitalized, rather than translated, Amen, is the name of a pagan god, the sun god of Egypt. Had the Greek transliteration, Amen, of the Hebrew word Amen, also pronounced A-W-Main, been translated trustworthy and reliable, then the pagan association would have been eliminated. But alas, it has become deified. Christians typically complete their prayers, in God's name, I pray, Amen, making Amen the name of the Christian God. And this problem is exacerbated in Paul's concluding clause by the fact that Yahweh's name was specifically excluded from a salutation which began and ended with pagan monikers. One last time, let's consider the scholarly Nestle-Aland Greek New Testament, 27th edition with MCREYNOLDS English Interlinear.
The favor of the Master of us Jesus Christ with the spirit of you brothers, Amen.
And as we conclude, please notice that our trilogy of Christian publications transliterated the name of the Roman goddess Grace, but then translated Kyrie, Lord, rather than acknowledge the placeholder. They ignored the placeholders for Yahusha and Messiah and transliterated the erroneous Greek name and title. Then, adding insult to injury, they respectfully transliterated Amen, even capitalizing it, demonstrating that it wasn't a common Greek word, but instead the name of an Egyptian god. The Catholic Latin Vulgate therefore reads,
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brethren. Amen.
The Authorized Protestant King James Version promoted.
Brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen.
And the Evangelical Christian Paraphrase and Commentary known as the New Living Translation authored.
Dear brothers and sisters, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen.
The final stanza of Shaul's personal vendetta against Yahweh reads,
You must look at and become acquainted with, paying attention to how tall and great the letters I wrote to you with my hand. Galatians 6 verse 11, as much as they currently desire to make a good showing in this flesh to actually compel and force you all to become circumcised merely so that the cross of the Christuiasu they presently may not pursue. Galatians 6 verse 12, for none of the ones already having been circumcised, themselves carefully observe the Torah, to the contrary and nevertheless, they presently want and take pleasure in you all becoming circumcised in order that in the flesh of yours they may boast. Galatians 6 verse 13, But for me, may it not become not boasting, if not in the cross of the Lord of ours, Christuiasu, by whom my world has been actually crucified and likewise, I to world. Galatians 6 verse 14, But neither circumcision someone is nor uncircumcised, on the contrary a new creation. Galatians 6 verse 15, and as many and whoever in this rule, the principle and standard, might imitate, marching in conformity by following along, peace upon them and mercy. And also upon the Israel of this God, Galatians 6 verse 16, furthermore, from now on, do not let anyone continue to cause trouble or difficulty for me, for I, indeed, the scars and brands of the Iasu in the body of mine I actually bear, I presently carry, and endure. Galatians 6 verse 17, to be the grace of the Lord, our Iasu Christu, with the spirit of you brothers. Amen. Galatians 6 verse 18.
Grace, Lord, spirit of you, and amen, indeed. Paul made one statement which was completely accurate.
Little least the whole batch leasts.
Therefore less than 1% of Galatians was accurate. Paul made 8 statements which were totally irrelevant and 3 more in which he provided insufficient information for what he wrote to have had any value. Collectively, this waste of papyrus and ink comprised 8% of the epistle. There were 15 statements which were essentially incomprehensible, albeit there were many more which bordered on indecipherable. And while the entire letter from beginning to end was poorly written, the utterly unintelligible sentences represented another 15% of the total. If we were to add these to those which were simply inarticulate and incoherent, we would have a perfect match for the Quran. But more than anything, Paul was wrong. A stunning 112 statements were inaccurate, which is to say that there were elements which contradicted God's word. His propensity to deceive was on display in a stunning 75% of all Galatians passages. Therefore, our introductory challenge has been resolved. I had proposed that if Paul pulled off the miraculous feat attributed to him, if he managed to supersede something as well known and revered as the Torah, and if he supplanted it with something as nebulous and mystical as faith, and convinced the world that he had done so without contradicting God, Galatians would have to have been the most brilliantly written theses of all time. It was not. Beyond this sorry state of affairs, my hopes were dashed. Properly identifying whether Paul was assailing rabbinic law or Yahweh's Torah did not reconcile a single statement throughout this letter. And while the translators took great liberties with regard to Paul's words, the plethora of religious deceptions which have been disseminated as a direct result of this epistle cannot be blamed on errant translations. Therefore, all of my preconceived notions were shattered. Paul played me for a fool, just as he has billions of Christians before me. The verdict is undeniable. Paul spoke for himself, and he was inspired by a spirit in direct opposition to God. He was most often wrong. And the one time he was right, the truth only served to make his lies more beguiling. That is the best possible face we can put on the evidence. So the great Galatians debate is over. You can trust the creator of the universe or a tent maker, the author of the Torah or someone who rejected the Torah. Perhaps it's just me, but if the author of life authored a book, it might be in our interest to consider what he had to say. For one last time, please hold your nose. Here is the letter upon which the religion of Christianity was conceived and from which all Christians were doomed.
Paulos, an apostle, not of men, not even by the means of man, but to the contrary on behalf of Iesu Christu and God, Father of the one having awakened him out of a dead corpse, Galatians 1 verse 1, and all the brothers with me to the called out of the Galatians, Galatians 1 verse 2, grace to you and peace from God, Father of us and Lord Iesu Christu, Galatians 1 verse 3, the one having given himself on account of the sins and errors of us, so that somehow, he might gouge or tear out, uprooting us from the past circumstances of the old system which had been in place, which is disadvantageous and harmful, corrupt and worthless, malicious and malignant according to the desire and will of God and Father of us, Galatians 1 verse 4, to whom the opinion regarding the glorious appearance of the shining light, a manifestation of God's reputation, by means of the old and the new systems, amen, let it be so. Galatians 1 verse 5, I am astonished, wondering in this way quickly you changed, becoming disloyal, apostates and traitors away from your calling in the name of grace to a different beneficial messenger, Galatians 1 verse 6, which does not exist differently, conditionally negated because some are stirring you up, confusing you, proposing to change and pervert the healing message of Christ, Galatians 1 verse 7, but to the contrary, if we or a messenger out of heaven conveys a beneficial messenger to you which is contrary to what we delivered as a good messenger to you, then a curse with a dreadful consequence exists. Galatians 1 verse 8, as we have said already, and even just now, repetitively, I say, if under the condition someone communicates a useful message to you contrary, even greater than that which you received, it shall be, in fact I command and want it to exist as, a curse with a dreadful consequence. Galatians 1 verse 9, for because currently, men I persuade presently, actually use words to win the favor of, seducing, misleading, and appeasing the God, or by comparison and contrast, I seek and desire to please and accommodate humans. Yet nevertheless, if men, I was pleasing and accommodating, exciting the emotions of and lifting up a slave of Christ, certainly not was me. Galatians 1 verse 10, but nevertheless, I profess and reveal to you brothers of the beneficial message which having been communicated advantageously by and through myself, because it is not in accord with man. Galatians 1 verse 11, but neither because I by man associating myself with it, nor was I taught or instructed as a disciple, but to the contrary, by way of a revelation, an appearance serving to uncover and unveil Jesu Christu. Galatians 1 verse 12, for because indeed you heard of my wayward behavior in some time and place in the practice of Judaism, namely that because throughout, showing superiority, surpassing any measure of restraint, to an extraordinary degree, and better than anyone else, I was aggressively and intensely pursued, persecuting, oppressing, and harassing the called out of God, and I was and am devastating her, continuing to undermine, overthrow, and annihilate her. Galatians 1 verse 13, and so I was and continue to progress, accomplishing a great deal, and I persist moving forward in the practice of Judaism, over and beyond many contemporaries among my race, zealous and excited, devoted and burning with passion to belong to the traditions and teachings handed down by my forefathers. Galatians 1 verse 14, but at a point in time when it pleased and was chosen enjoyable and better for God, the one having appointed me, setting me aside out of the womb of my mother, Galatians 1 verse 15, to reveal and disclose, uncovering and unveiling the Son of Him in order that I could announce the healing message among the races, immediately. I did not ask the advice of or consult with flesh or blood. Galatians 1 verse 16, I did not ascend into Jerusalem toward the goal of being with or against the apostles before me, but to the contrary I went away, withdrawing to Arabia, and returned again to Damascus. Galatians 1 verse 17, then later in the sequence of events, after 3 years' time, I ascended up to Jerusalem to visit and get acquainted with Cephas and remained against/with him 15 days. Galatians 1 verse 18, but other of the apostles, I did not see, I did not pay attention to, or concern myself with except Jacob, the brother of the Lord. Galatians 1 verse 19, But now what I write to you, you must pay especially close attention in the presence of God, because I cannot lie. Galatians 1 verse 20. Thereafter, I came to the regions of Syria and also of Cilicia. Galatians 1 verse 21. But I was not known and was disregarded, I was either ignored or ignorant, not recognized or understood, personally by appearance as an individual by the called out of Yehudah in Christo. Galatians 1 verse 22, but then only they were constantly hearing that the one presently pursuing and persecuting us at various times now he presently proclaims a healing message of faith which once he was attacking. Continuing to annihilate, he was consistently ravaging and destroying. Galatians 1 verse 23, and so they were praising and glorifying, attributing an exceptionally high value and status, considering illustrious and magnificent, dignifying and magnifying in me for God. Galatians 1 verse 24, later, through 14 years also, I went up to Jerusalem along with Barnabas, having taken along also Titus. Galatians 2 verse 1, I went up from uncovering an unveiling revelation which lays bare, laying down to them the beneficial messenger which I preach among the races down from my own, uniquely and separately, but then to the opinions, presumptions, and suppositions, into foolishness and stupidity, without purpose, I might run or I ran. Galatians 2 verse 2, to the contrary, not even Titus, a Greek being, was compelled, forced or pressured, to be circumcised. Galatians 2 verse 3, but then on account of the impersonators who faked their relationship brought in surreptitiously into the group to spy upon and plot against the freedom from conscience and liberation from the constraints of morality that we possess in Christo Jesu in order that as they will actually make subservient, controlling for their own ends, Galatians 2 verse 4, to whom neither to a moment we yielded, surrendered, or submitted in order that the truth of the God may continue to be associated among you. Galatians 2 verse 5, but now from the ones currently presumed and supposed to be someone important based upon some sort of unspecified past, they were actually and continue to be nothing, completely meaningless and totally worthless, to a me. It carries through and bears differently the face of God of man not take hold of or receive, because to me, the ones currently presuming and dispensing opinions based upon reputed appearances, of no account, worthless was their advice and counsel in the past. Galatians 2 verse 6, contrariwise, nevertheless, the objection and exception, having seen and perceived that because namely I have been believed entrusted with the healing message and beneficial messenger of the uncircumcised inasmuch as Petros / Hawk of the circumcised. Galatians 2 verse 7, because then namely, the one having previously functioned in Petro to an apostle for the circumcision, it actually functioned also in me to the nations and ethnicities. Galatians 2 verse 8, and having recognized, becoming familiar with the grace of the one having been given to me, Jacob, Cephas, and also Yahweh Shannon, the ones presently presumed and supposed to be leaders, the right place of honor and authority they granted to me, and to Barnabas fellowship as a result, we to the nations and ethnicities, but they to the circumcision. Galatians 2 verse 9, only alone by itself the lowly and poor, the worthless begs of little value that we might remember and possibly think about which also I was eager and quick same this to do. Galatians 2 verse 10, but when Cephas came to Antioch, I was opposed to and against his presence. I stood in hostile opposition because he was convicted and condemned, even ignorant. Galatians 2 verse 11, because, before a certain individual came from Jacob, He was eating together with the different races, but when he came, he was withdrawing and was separating himself, out of fear of the circumcised. Galatians 2 verse 12. So they were hypocritical, and also the remaining Yehudim. As a result, even Barnabas was led away and astray with them in the duplicities of hypocrisy. Galatians 2 verse 13. Nevertheless, when I saw that they were not walking through life rightly with the truth of the healing and beneficial messenger, I said to Cephas in front of all, if you Jews actively being ethnic, how the ethnicities you compel and force into being or acting Jewish? Galatians 2 verse 14, we are Jews by nature and are not from the social outcasts of sinful and heathen races. Galatians 2 verse 15, having come to realize without evidence, that by no means whatsoever is man vindicated or made righteous by means of activities associated with the Torah, if not by faith in Jesu Christu. And we on Christianization, ourselves, believed in order for us to have become righteous out of faith in Christu, and not by means of acting upon the Torah, because by means of engaging in the Torah not any flesh will be acquitted, vindicated, nor made righteous. Galatians 2 verse 16, but if seeking to be made righteous and innocent in Christo, we were found also ourselves social outcasts and sinners, shouldn't we be anxious that Christos becomes a guilty, errant, and misled, servant of sin? Not may it exist. Galatians 2 verse 17, because if that which I have actually torn down, dissolved, and dismantled, invalidated and abolished, subverted and discarded, this on the other hand I restore, reconstruct, promoting this edifice, I myself bring into existence and recommend transgression and disobedience. Galatians 2 verse 18, I then, because of and by the Torah's law, myself, actually died and was separated in order that to God I might currently live. Together with Christo, I have actually been crucified. Galatians 2 verse 19, I live, but no longer I, he lives then in me, Christos. This because now I live in the flesh, in faith I live of the God and Christu, the one having loved me and surrendered, entrusting authority to control, influence, instruct, and to betray exclusively and especially of himself for the sake of and because of me. Galatians 2 verse 20, I do not reject or disregard the charity / grace of the God, if because then by the Torah, righteousness as a result Christos and deservedly, for no reason or cause, without benefit, for naught, and in vain, died. Galatians 2 verse 21, go ignorant and irrational, unintelligent and unreasonable, Galatians. To whom were you bewitched, deceived, slandered, and seduced? Galatians 3 verse 1, this alone I want to learn from you. Out of accomplishments of the Torah the Spirit you received, or alternatively out of hearing of belief. Galatians 3 verse 2, in this way, you are ignorant and irrational, lacking in knowledge and unable to think logically. Having begun with spirit, now in flesh you are completing. Galatians 3 verse 3, so much and for so long these things you suffered. You were affected and you were vexed, annoyed, and angry, without reason or result, if indeed, really without result. Galatians 3 verse 4, the one, therefore, then supplying you the Spirit and causing it to function, operating powerfully in you, out of acting upon the Torah or out of hearing faith. Galatians 3 verse 5, just as Abram believed and had faith in the God, so it was reasoned and accounted to him as righteousness. Galatians 3 verse 6, you know, as a result, the ones out of faith, these are Abram's sons. Galatians 3 verse 7, having seen beforehand then by contrast the writing, that because out of faith makes the people from different races and places right, God, He, before the beneficial messenger acted for Abram, that they would in time be spoken of favorably in you to all the ethnicities and nations. Galatians 3 verse 8, as a result, the ones out of faith, we are spoken of favorably, even praised together with the faithful Abram. Galatians 3 verse 9, for as long as they exist by means of doing the assigned tasks of the Torah, they are under a curse, because it is written that all are accursed who do not remain alive, persevering with all that is written in the scroll of the Torah, doing it. Galatians 3 verse 10, so with the Torah, absolutely no one is vindicated or justified alongside God. It becomes evident, those who are justified and righteous, out of faith will live. Galatians 3 verse 11, but the Torah exists not out of faith, but to the contrary, the one having done and preformed them will live in them. Galatians 3 verse 12, Christos brought us back from the evil and hateful curse of the Torah, having become for our sake a maligning and malicious curse, because it has been written, a vengeful curse on all those having hung on wood. Galatians 3 verse 13, as a result, to the people from different races, the beneficial word of Abram might become in Christo Jesu, that the promise of the Spirit we might take hold, being possessed through faith. Galatians 3 verse 14, brothers, according to man I say, nevertheless a man having been validated with an agreement, no one rejects or actually accepts added provisions. 3 verse 15, but to Abram these promises were said, and to the offspring of him. It does not say, and to the seeds, like upon many, but to the contrary, as upon one, and to the seed of you which is Christos. Galatians 3 verse 16, but this I say, a promised covenant agreement having been ratified beforehand by the God, this after 430 years, having become Torah, does not revix it so as to invalidate the promise. Galatians 3 verse 17, because if out of the Torah, the inheritance is no longer from promise, but to the Abram by promise of God, he has forgiven and pleasured. Galatians 3 verse 18, then, therefore, why the Torah? Until the seed which might come to whom it has been promised, having been commanded by spiritual messengers in the hand and control of a mediator or middleman. Galatians 3 verse 19, but now, the mediator, he is not of one, but the God, he is one. Galatians 3 verse 20, indeed, consequently, the Torah accordingly is against the promises of the God. Not may it become, although it might be, even though I don't want it to be. For if, perchance, had been given the Torah the power and ability, the capacity and resources, to impart life, certainly in the Torah would be the righteous and vindicated. Galatians 3 verse 21, but to the contrary, the writing imposed restrictions, completely shutting the door on heaven, imprisoning everything under error and evil in order that the promise out of the faith of Jesu Christu might be given to believers. Galatians 3 verse 22, but before the arrival of the faith, under the control of the Torah, we were actually being held in custody as prisoners, restricted and trapped like fish in a net, to the bringing about of the faith was revealed. Galatians 3 verse 23, as a result, the Torah has come to exist as our discipline re and using dogmatic old-fashioned methods extending until Christian in order that by means of the faith we might, at some point in time, while doing nothing ourselves, be justified. Galatians 3 verse 24, but now having come the faith, no longer do we exist under an old-fashioned and strict disciplinary. Galatians 3 verse 25, for all sons of God, You all exist by way of the faith in Christo Jesu, Galatians 3 verse 26, because as many as to Christen, you all were actually at some point baptized, Christen you all clothe or plunge. Galatians 3 verse 27, no longer is there Jew nor Greek, no longer is there slave nor free, no longer is there male and female, because then all of you exist as one in Christo Jesu. Galatians 3 verse 28, but if you all are Christu, then you are of Abraham's seed with respect to the promised heirs. Galatians 3 verse 29, so I say, as long as the heir exists childish and immature, he is no different than a slave, belonging to the Lord and Master who owns and controls everyone and everything. Galatians 4 verse 1, certainly, he is under the auspices of foremen who control the workers and administrators until the previously appointed time set of the Father. Galatians 4 verse 2, and also in this way it follows that when we were infants, under the elementary teachings and rudimentary principles of religious methodology, we were subservient slaves. Galatians 4 verse 3, but when came the fullness of the unspecified time, the God sent out the Son of Him, having come to exist, originating from a woman, having come to exist under Torah, Galatians 4 verse 4, in order that the ones under Torah He might buy back in order to the sons that we might receive back and obtain from, Galatians 4 verse 5, but because you are sons sent out the God, the Spirit into the hearts of us outs, Abba the Father, Galatians 4 verse 6, so as a result, you no longer exist as a slave, but to the contrary a son, but now if a son and an heir by the chance casting of lots through a God, Galatians 4 verse 7, certainly on the other hand, not having known or acknowledged God, you were enslaved to nature, not existing as gods. Galatians 4 verse 8, but now having known God, but what's more, having been known under God, how have you returned, changing your beliefs back upon the incapacitating and incompetent, the worthless, belittling, and terrifying elementary teachings and rudimentary principles of religious methodology representing the inadequate, simplistic, and improperly formed first step which back again and again from above you are choosing to be controlled as a slave. Galatians 4 verse 9, by observing and carefully attending days, and months, and seasons, and years. Galatians 4 verse 10, I am afraid and fear for you that maybe somehow without reason and for nothing I have grown tired and discouraged, struggling to demonstrate effort toward you. Galatians 4 verse 11, you all must become and are commanded to exist like I then I as an emphatic priority as a result like you all become called brothers and fellow believers, the means I want to compel, to bind, and to control you all. In no way were you wronged, harmed, or treated unjustly as a result of fraud by me. Galatians 4 verse 12, but you realize that because of an incapacity, timidity, weakness, and limitation in the flesh I announced this healing messenger and beneficial message to you all previously. Galatians 4 verse 13, and my temptation to prove my integrity and my submission to another, my fidelity and true nature of my character, in my flesh, you did not ridicule, despise, or reject. To the contrary, like a spiritual messenger of God who received and believed me as Christian I son. Galatians 4 verse 14, where, therefore and consequently then, the declaration of blessedness and the pronouncement of happiness of yours. I witness and testify because of you that if possible and competent, your eyes having gouged and plucked out, you gave to me. Galatians 4 verse 15, so as a result, a hostile and despised adversary of yours I have become telling the truth to you. Galatians 4 verse 16, they are jealous of you, Not rightly, but to the contrary, they want to exclude and separate you, in order that you might be jealous of them. Galatians 4 verse 17, but good and right to be jealous in good and right at all times, and not only alone in my presence with you. Galatians 4 verse 18, children of mine whom also I have birth pangs, having engaged in the labor of childbirth as far as that which might be formed becoming Christos in you all. Galatians 4 verse 19, but I would purpose to be present, to arrive and to come with you now and to change, altering the nature and character of my voice and language because I am at a loss, perplexed and puzzled, doubting and embarrassed, uncertain and I don't know what to do in you. Galatians 4 verse 20, speak to me those proposing and deciding to exist under the control of Torah. Can't you hear the Torah? Galatians 4 verse 21, for indeed because it has been written that Abraham two sons had, one from the slave girl and one from the free and unbound. Galatians 4 verse 22, certainly from the slave girl according to flesh has been born, from the freed by way of a promise. Galatians 4 verse 23, whatever is being spoken of allegorically, these then exist as two covenants or testaments, one indeed from Mount Sinai into subservience, slavery, and bondage, giving birth to whoever exists as Hagar. Galatians 4 verse 24, so now Hagar exists as Mount Sinai in Arabia, therefore, corresponding to the present Jerusalem, she is enslaved because of being associated with her children. Galatians 4 verse 25, but the Jerusalem above in opposition, free and independent is who is our mother. Galatians 4 verse 26, for indeed, it has been written, be glad infantile, the not giving birth, violently lacerating throwing an angry fit, viciously ripping things to pieces while distorting and convulsing, cry aloud, becoming the not suffering birth pains because many the children of the desolate, forsaken and deserted, more than of the possessing the man. Galatians 4 verse 27, but you brothers according to Yitzhak of promise children you are. Galatians 4 verse 28, otherwise just as at that time this accordingly, flesh having given birth pursued, persecuted, and expelled this according to spirit and so it continues even now. Galatians 4 verse 29, nevertheless, what says the writing, throw out and expel the slave girl and the son of her for will not receive by lots the son of the slave girl with the son of the free. Galatians 4 verse 30, therefore, brothers, we are not children of slave girl, to the contrary, the free. Galatians 4 verse 31, this freedom and liberty of ours being Christos it freed, so you all are directed to stand firm. Therefore, also, not again in yoke of subservience and slavery you are held based upon a grudge against you all, controlling you and forcing you to surrender to someone who bears ill will, is resentful, violent, and quarrelsome. Galatians 5 verse 1, you pay attention, I, Paulos, myself say to you all that if on the condition that you may be circumcised, Christos is totally worthless and completely meaningless, not in the least bit helpful or useful for you. Galatians 5 verse 2, so then, furthermore, repeating myself, I testify, insist, and protest to every man being circumcised that he actually is obligated to do and perform the entire and complete Torah. Galatians 5 verse 3, you have invalidated and rendered inoperative, abolishing the purpose of the separation of Christ you whosoever is in unison with the Torah, you all having been declared righteous, and having been vindicated with the Charis/gracious/graces, you all have fallen away and have been forsaken. Galatians 5 verse 4, because indeed, we in spirit out of faith hope, righteousness we await patiently. Galatians 5 verse 5, in Christo Iesuni the circumcision is someone is capable, powerful, and mighty nor uttermost part of the penis, on the contrary through faith love operating. Galatians 5 verse 6, you were trying, running, and progressing well, in a fine way that was pleasing. Who or what you it prevented and impeded, it offended and was beaten of the truth not to be persuaded, to obey, and to follow along faithfully. Galatians 5 verse 7, the enticing persuasion and soliciting inducement not from the one providing a name to you all. Galatians 5 verse 8, a little least whole of the badge at leasts. Galatians 5 verse 9, I have been persuaded to coax and convince you, winning you over in the Lord because nothing different other than this may you all regard or ponder, potentially holding as a belief. So now, the one stirring you up and causing you great distress, confusing, bewildering, and mystifying you will undergo and endure the judgment, condemnation, and punishment, whoever this individual might be. Galatians 5 verse 10, but now, I, brothers, if conditionally circumcision nevertheless still I preach, why and for what further besides am I pursued and persecuted, made to flee timid and fearful at the commands of another? As a result, therefore perhaps it is possible, invalidated and annulled this offending trap and stumbling block which owns and is and is offensive of the crucifixion. Galatians 5 verse 11, and also how I wish and pray for a malicious curse, that they might castrate and emasculate themselves, suffering amputation of their penis and testicles, those troublemakers among you who stir you up to rebel by disseminating religious error and political seditions. Galatians 5 verse 12, for you upon freedom you all were named and were called brothers. Only not in the liberty to the point of the starting point of the original violent attack of the flesh. To the contrary, by of the love you all are slaves of each other. Galatians 5 verse 13, because of this then all the Torah in one word has come to an end and is finished in the you loving of the nearby neighbor as yourself. Galatians 5 verse 14, but if each other you all bite and you devour, you all watch out, not under one another you might be consumed. Galatians 5 verse 15, but I say in spirit you are all commanded to advance. And so the desire and passion of lustful craving of the flesh deny, lest you might come to an end. Galatians 5 verse 16, for indeed, the flesh is desires and passions against the spirit. And so then the spirit in opposition to the flesh, because of these one another it is hostile and adversarial in order to negate what conditionally you all might presently propose and want of these to passably behave and do. Galatians 5 verse 17, but if in spirit you all are not guided, you are under the control of the Torah. Galatians 5 verse 18, but now evident, clearly seen, and widely known are the works and assigned tasks of the flesh which indeed exist as sexual promiscuity, impure materiality, sensuality, Galatians 5 verse 19, the likeness manifesting what can be observed, the use and administering of drugs, hatred and hostile antagonism, strife, dissension, and quarreling, deep devotion and jealousy, the desire to make a sacrifice, selfish ambitions and hostile rivalries, discord and division, taking another stand, the freedom to choose for oneself, Galatians 5 verse 20, envious corruption, drunkenness, public partying, and that similar to this which I previously spoke to you inasmuch as I said before that the likes of such carrying out and committing these practices, the reign and kingdom of God, they will not inherit. Galatians 5 verse 21, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, happiness, peace, patience, mercy from an upright implement, being good through generosity, faith, Galatians 5 verse 22, gentleness, meekness, and humility, self-control over one's sexual appetite, with regard to such there is no Torah, Galatians 5 verse 23, but the ones of the Christ you the flesh has been crucified with the sufferings, passions, the deep desires, and longings. Galatians 5 verse 24, if we lie for spirit we march in a line, behaving by imitating, living in conformity. Galatians 5 verse 25, not we might come to exist vainly boastful sharing opinions which are baseless, one another provoking and irritating, each other jealous and envying. Galatians 5 verse 26, and also brothers, if a man may have previously detected or caught someone in a false step, you all, the spiritual ones, you must thoroughly prepare and completely restore the one such as this with a meek and gentle spirit, carefully observing yourself so then you, yourself, may submit and be tempted, having tried to catch a mistake. Galatians 6 verse 1, of one another, the weighty burdens you carry, remove, and endure, and this in this way you all supply and complete the Torah of the Christ. Galatians 6 verse 2, indeed if someone supposes and presumes to be somebody, he is nothing. He deceives himself. Galatians 6 verse 3, but the work, performances, and accomplishments of himself, he must examine and prove meritorious, and then to himself, alone, at the exclusion of all others, the boast and brag, the justification for pride and praise, the exaltation and glory that person will possess and experience, and not for any other. Galatians 6 verse 4, for each and every one their own individual and distinct burden will carry and bear. Galatians 6 verse 5, but one must share, partnering with the one making the ears ring, verbally informing the word, orally instructing in all good. Galatians 6 verse 6, you must not become misled and stray because of God is not sneered at, ridiculed, or treated with contempt. For then, whatever if a man may sow, this also he shall reap. Galatians 6 verse 7, because the one sowing into the flesh of himself, from the flesh will reap corruption, destruction, and dissolution, depravity and death. But the one sowing into the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap life eternal. Galatians 6 verse 8, but the one good doing we do not become malicious Galatians us, giving in to harmful emotions, disparaging behaviors, or pernicious thinking. Because on occasion, for oneself we will reap and harvest, not being discouraged by being bound. Galatians 6 verse 9, as a result, therefore, likewise, on occasion, we are presently able to experience the potential to work, laboring for the advantageous generous benefit of all, but especially and exceedingly benefiting those belonging to the faith. Galatians 6 verse 10, you must look at and become acquainted with, paying attention to how tall and great the letters I wrote to you with my hand. Galatians 6 verse 11, as much as they currently desire to make a good showing in this flesh to actually compel and force you all to become circumcised merely so that the cross of the Christ I pursue they presently may not pursue. Galatians 6 verse 12, for none of the ones already having been circumcised, themselves carefully observe the Torah, to the contrary and nevertheless, they presently want and take pleasure in you all becoming circumcised in order that in the flesh of yours they may boast. Galatians 6 verse 13, but for me, may it not become not boasting, if not in the cross of the Lord of ours, Christ Jesu, by whom my world has been actually crucified and likewise, I to world. Galatians 6 verse 14, But neither circumcision someone is nor uncircumcised, on the contrary a new creation. Galatians 6 verse 15, and as many and whoever in this rule, the principle and standard, might imitate, marching in conformity by following along, peace upon them and mercy. And also upon the Israel of this God, Galatians 6 verse 16, furthermore, from now on, do not let anyone continue to cause trouble or difficulty for me, for I, indeed, the scars and brands of the Iasu in the body of mine I actually bear, I presently carry, and endure. Galatians 6 verse 17, to be the grace of the Lord, our Iasu Christu, with the spirit of you brothers. Amen. Galatians 6 verse 18.
End of chapter 11.